Take a moment to settle into your space, letting yourself get very comfortable. You can either be seated with some back support or lying down. You'll want to have a notebook or journal at hand. And take a moment to wriggle, settle, and let yourself get very comfortable and feel very supported. And bring your attention to the contact that your body makes with whatever you are sitting or lying on. And just notice that contact. And begin to become aware of your breath. You don't need to change or manage the breath in any way, but if it adjusts or shifts on its own when you notice it, you can let that happen too. And just notice what the breath is doing. And for the next few rounds of breath, just notice what it's doing, how it's flowing, allowing yourself to feel and be present to the breath and to the body. And now start to be aware of gravity. Where in your body do you most feel gravity right now? Is it in your legs, your feet, your seat, your back, somewhere else? Notice one place where you are aware of gravity, where you can feel it, and just pay attention to that. To that sensation of gravity, of weight, maybe of dropping or a bit of easing or whatever you sense. And continue to notice your breath. And notice your body. Notice yourself here. And I'll invite you to return to your body and your breath as we explore. We'll be going into Neptune energy, into Pisces energy, which is formless, voidless, boundless. And I'll invite you to allow yourself to soar, to move, to experience weightlessness, and also to be here in your body at the same time. And if you'd like here, you can allow your eyes to gently close if they have been open. You can explore with what feels good for you. But if your eyes would like to close, go ahead and let them rest. And once again, notice a couple of rounds of the breath dropping in and out. And we'll just pay attention to the breath for the next few moments. You may want to very gently extend the out breath, very easily, not pushing or forcing anything, but just allowing the out breath to be a bit longer. And with the next round of the breath, begin to notice your body and how you feel. Notice if there is somewhere that feels more dense or heavy, and somewhere that feels more light or open. And of course, these are neither good nor bad, right or wrong. We're just exploring the different sensations in this moment. And I'll invite you now to move to either a place in your body that feels open or light or spacious. Or if there isn't a place in your body, here's another option. You can also move your attention outside of you to a place, an environment that feels very spacious, very open, very endless. Maybe it's the cosmos. Maybe you're going to move your attention to being out in the sky, in the stars. Maybe it's a body of water, expansive, open, free, deep. But I'll invite you to find a place now, wherever calls you, within the body or without, and begin to notice the qualities of expansiveness, openness, even boundarylessness. And I'll invite you here to imagine, sense, intend, visualize, or feel that you are a part of the open, expansive, endless reach of the cosmic love that makes up the universe. And begin to breathe into that knowing that this love holds you, sustains you, and that it reaches in everything and through everything and has no limits. You might picture this. I'll suggest some options as ways you might experience it, and there's no right or wrong here. You might picture it like a form of light, an expansive light reaching endlessly. You might feel it as a sensation, floating, expanding, blending, merging with the consciousness of all that is. You might see a color. You might sense an energy. Sometimes there may be sensations or awarenesses that you won't quite have words or even concepts for. But what I'm inviting you now to do is to connect to the consciousness of Neptune and Pisces. Neptune is the god of the sea, and Pisces is his home. This is the space, this is the energy of divine love, of complete, total connection with all that is, where you and the universe are one, where your energy is merged with pure love. And as you breathe and as you sense the textures, the qualities, the experiences of this energy, however you sense or feel it, know that you are connected. You are connected to all that is. You're connected to the divine creative flow that makes up you, that makes up the universe, that endlessly creates. And I'll invite you to breathe even a bit deeper and feel that now and sense that connection. And as you sense and feel this, I'll invite you now to notice your own spiritual mastery journey. Neptune represents the spiritual journey, the creative flow. And as you breathe deeply into this consciousness, notice and know that Neptune has been hanging out at 29 degrees of Pisces, the mastery degree. And I'm going to invite you to notice the time frame of April, May 2024. What have you been mastering in the realm of your spiritual practice, your spiritual connection, your connection to consciousness, your connection to creative flow. Take a moment and just allow the energy, the insights, the awareness, in whatever form they may come, to drop in. And breathe into this now. There's a journey that you began that kicked up around 2011, 2012, when Neptune moved into Pisces, into his home sign. There would have been some kind of an uptick, some kind of a new beginning of a journey of conscious connection, of spiritual connection. Notice what happened for you then. And this journey, in some way, has been elevated to mastery status in April, May 2024. Notice what this looks like or feels like for you. This may be about your creative connection. It may be about channeling, about your spiritual consciousness. It also may have to do with boundaries, because Neptune in Pisces is so boundaryless that sometimes the lessons we're mastering may have to do with putting form around this deep conscious connection. Notice what the journey has been for you. And I'll invite you, if you'd like, to pause this recording and take a few moments to jot down any notes, any awareness about this path for you, and notice and receive in this moment the awareness of what consciousness journey you have been elevating to a level of mastery. Take a few moments if you choose. You can pause this recording and write about that now. And coming back as you're ready, feeling your body here again. If you choose, you might even take a moment and physically connect to your body, wrap yourself in a self-hug, feel the outline of your arms, your hands. Feel yourself here in this moment. We're going to visit next the energy of Saturn in Pisces. We're still working with the Pisces space, that deep creative flow. But since March of 2023, Saturn has also been in Pisces. And Saturn brings structure. Saturn brings lessons. Sometimes these lessons may present as challenges while there's nothing to fear. There may be some way that you are called to up your game, to solidify your spiritual practice, to move into a more full, clear, strong connection of who you are as a spiritual being. And since March 2023, there's likely some way that your spiritual or creative practice has evolved and has come more into form. And this means that you have opened more as the channel, because you've created more of the structure for the energy to pour through. So I'll invite you to notice, feel, and sense now, what has the development of your spiritual practice been, especially since March of 2023 through now? What has evolved? And again, we're meeting that energy of Saturn, which is about diligently, lovingly doing the work. An image or analogy that represents the Saturn energy is the farmer very lovingly, very caringly, tending to his crops day in, day out. This is what brings the harvest. This is what brings the bounty. With Saturn in Pisces, you are lovingly, responsibly, consistently, diligently asked to show up, to lovingly do the work. This is not hustle work. This is deep devotion work. And I'll invite you now to feel into that Pisces energy, that beautiful creative flow, and notice also how you are being asked and have been asked to bring the structure of Saturn, to develop the forms. Perhaps you are creating new forms with Saturn in Pisces. Perhaps your forms and your structure have been coming into existence for the first time or in a new way. So take a few moments now to feel this Pisces energy, to feel the solidity of Saturn, the requirement of Saturn to show up, and breathing easily, deeply into yourself, into this present moment. Notice how you have been asked and required to up your game, to show up even more fully, even more present, even more clearly, even more here. You as the spiritual being in the physical is Saturn in Pisces. You're here bringing the creative flow, and it comes through the structure. If you'd like, I'll invite you to take a moment here to pause the recording, make some notes about what this journey since March 2023 has looked like for you. And coming back as you're ready, breathing once again into your body, into your mind, into your heart, feeling yourself here, feeling yourself present, and changing gears, we're now going to meet Pluto energy. And I'm going to invite you just to notice this energy of Pluto coming towards you now. And Pluto is the energy of enormous, complete, and total change. Notice how this feels, or what it's like to notice the energy of Pluto arriving to meet you. Complete and total transformation, complete, total death and rebirth. This is Pluto. And there's no need to fear Pluto energy. It's simply a surrender into the completely new energy that's coming forward, that's coming through. Take a few easy breaths here now and notice how it feels in this moment to meet Pluto energy, to invite in Pluto energy. Because this is what we're going to do now. We're going to partner with this deep transformational energy, which is here for you and is you, because you are the change and you are the transformation. And Pluto is not something outside of you. Pluto represents your capacity to be completely reborn. So a couple breaths with this awareness here. And we're going to notice that Pluto's energy at this time, and since January of 2024, Pluto's energy has been moving into the realm of Aquarius. Aquarius represents the collective, humanity. And Aquarius is the future that we're creating. the future that you and I are creating. And Pluto coming into Aquarius invites deep transformational change in the world we create, in a world that works for all humanity. Pluto in Aquarius brings in creating the new earth and dissolving the structures, the beliefs, the systems that no longer support. Take a few breaths into this energy here and notice this energy of the Aquarian bringing the future and knowing that we all contain all of these parts and all of these energies. Aquarius is the water bearer who goes out and finds the life-giving water and brings it back to the collective. Breathe this in now. And I'll invite you now to notice the energy of deep transformation through you, the agent of change, meeting the collective. And I'll invite you to breathe this into your body, feeling, sensing, imagining, intending, or knowing. Sometimes you'll simply just know. What is the change that you're here to bring? What is the rebirth that you're here to be a part of and that you are here to create? This may have come into more clarity for you with Pluto's recent entry into Aquarius, but it's also likely that when you look through your life, when you see the threads, you'll find some kind of connection. You'll find clues. What is the transformation of consciousness that you're here to bring? I'll invite you to breathe into this now, allowing that energy of Pluto to drop right in. Allowing that rebirth. And you can pause this recording here if you choose. Take a few moments to write about what you are receiving and what you know. And once again, feeling yourself here in the present, feeling yourself in this moment, connecting to your body, your breath. You may want to gently take a look easily around your space right now. Let yourself orient to where you are. Breathing into the awareness of what you've downloaded and what you've received. Knowing yourself as the agent of change, as the connector to the cosmos, as the holder of the energy of pure consciousness, as the creator of the forms and of the structure, and as the bringer of the new earth. If you would like, I'll invite you to wrap yourself in a hug or place a hand on your heart and send some deep gratitude to yourself, the agent of change in the world in this moment. Knowing who you are, knowing you are connected. We'll close this practice here, sending you much love.